RDU 98.5, and welcome back to another Audio Antiquing. On today's episode, I've got Gareth Shoot on the line here via Zoom, and we are going to be discussing the book that you've actually just released and also the We Audio Culture article just on the short history of New Zealand music. Gareth, how are you doing today?
Good, yeah. My new book, Songs from the Shaky Isles, is out now, and I wrote a little story on audio culture just saying how I put it together and give him, you know, I chose the photos and things like that, just a bit of behind the scenes.
I love it. And so what really inspired you to create this book?
Well, the subtitle's The Short History of Popular Music in New Zealand, and I just felt like a more high-level book was needed, really, because there's so many books lately that have been so in-depth, like there's one about the first 8 years of Flying Nun or whatever, and I just felt like maybe people who are more just broadly interested in the music scene or New Zealand history kind of needed a book where it was a bit more high level and kind of they could see the wood for the trees and follow the story overall. That way you can sort of see trends over time, like how the alcohol laws affected the music scene and how technology changed it, you know, especially in the digital era. Whereas when you get those very specific books, you can't really see that sort of overall course of history.
Yeah. I mean, it's an important thing, hey?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's good to understand where we've come from. You know, when we're talking about the problems of Spotify or whatever, it's nice to have that perspective to see that, you know, 60 years ago, people, musicians didn't live off selling recorded physical albums in that era either. You know, they had to play shows to survive. It wasn't until, like, the first song to be recorded and released here, Blue Smoke, that recorded music side of things really got going. So yeah, it's good to have the long story to get perspective on things.
Totally. And when if you know anybody who's listening now went online up onto Audio Culture and read the article, is it almost the way that you've written it? Is it kind of just like a small little blurb about the book? Does it give much away?
Yeah, I just wanted to describe, you know, how I made the decisions towards writing the book, things that might not be totally obvious, but, you know, things like I've decided to focus on musicians who did original songs, because in the 60s, there were a lot of artists that got popular just by doing cover versions, but I felt like one way to get it short and punchy was to focus more on original songwriting. And also, I wanted to focus on artists that made it overseas and yeah, and I wanted to choose photos that would reflect that. So the article on audio culture also goes through the process for choosing the photos and how I chose one of my wife's ones to put on the back cover and things like that. So it's just sort of a fun behind the scenes. I think it is cool, like, you know, it was 20 years ago when I first wrote a book on New Zealand music, hip-hop music in Aotearoa. And back then I felt like I had to put all the names of everyone in every single musical act, like if there was like five people in a group, I'd have to name them all, even if they were quite small, because I didn't think people could find that information easily. But now I think this book complements audio culture really well. You know, you can immediately sort of look up an act and find more if you want to. So this provides the sort of framework and the sort of fun story at a top level. And then there's heaps more you can dig into if you find an act that sounds interesting.
Oh, well, it just sounds like a great little wee treat there, Gareth, and that's quite sweet that you know you've got your wife's photography on the back there.
Yeah, and I think it is funny to look back as well. I mean, it's crazy to look back on Christchurch and the musical history there. Like, when you take a high-level view and you sort of read this book, Songs from the Shaky Isles, you get the sense, oh my God, like in the 60s you had Max Merritt and Ray Columbus and Dinah Lee, like the biggest pop stars, and then obviously Flying Nun started in Christchurch, and then you get this, like, it's crazy in the late 90s, early 2000s, all the commercial acts that come out of there, like Stella, Big Runga, Anika Moa, like Zed, Op Shop, Feelers, like it just goes on and on, like it's crazy. And one kind of mystery was trying to work out why that happened. I mean, in the book, one theory I sort of put forward is that, like, electronic music was so big in the underground there, you know, with Shapeshifter and Salmonella Dub and all those acts coming through, Tali having the gathering nearby and stuff, that I feel like maybe guitar bands thought, oh my God, we can't compete with these electronic eggs unless we become really commercial and maybe move to Auckland. Like, I feel like maybe it had a funny sort of effect where, there was no room for indie guitar bands so much. So a lot of them just went a bit more popular, maybe. That's just the theory.
Yeah. Hey, and there's so many theories. And I guess at the end of the day, you know, when it is in the music world and, you know, when acts are pumping out and coming out, it kind of cycles almost, hey.
Yeah, that's another fun thing with having a book that, you know, almost goes back to the 1800s, really. You can really see how things arise and come and go, like, and how late the sort of hippie era of music arrived in New Zealand. Like, our hippie era of music was really early 70s. We were so behind in those days. It's kind of funny.
Oh, no, that's great, Gareth. And so where can people find, you know, this physical copy of this book? Or can they buy it online? Or...
yeah, Songs from the Shaky Isles should be at most booksellers and, Mighty Ape and all those online wholesalers as well. So if you go down to Whitcalls and ask Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. And, yeah, dig into audio culture as well. There's a lot of, reading my article about how I wrote the book if you're sort of interested in that process or interested in writing books and how they come about. And, yeah, I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, totally. Well, thank you so much for your time, Gareth. It sounds like a great book. And, you know, the article reads really well too.
Cool. Thanks, Mix.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next time, Gareth.
Bye now.
Awesome. So that has been our wee interview for Audio Antiquing with Gareth Shute with his new book, Songs from the Shaky Isles. It's a great wee book there, and there's an awesome wee write-up on audio culture if you want to go check that one out. Thanks so much, team, and we'll see you next time.